Sea Alaska representatives made stops in Petersburg, Sitka, and Prince of Wales Island in previous weeks during congressional hearings. They heard shareholders and locals' questions about the Sea Alaska land selection bill that's before the U.S. Senate. Now it was Wrangell's turn. Rick Harris is the executive vice president of Sea Alaska. He says the corporation has learned a lot from its meetings throughout the region. He says the concerns of locals have made an impact on the corporation's selection of land.
Most are asking questions. I think the core issues that we really see are access. And if this legislation goes through, how will it affect access to some places that people are using? In some places, they're very concerned about some of the selections that it might conflict with their traditional or prior uses.
Jaylene Arujo is the Alaska's general counsel and one of its vice presidents. Her 18-minute presentation was a summarization on the complicated bill and answered some frequently asked questions.
Contrary to some belief, we do provide public access on some of these lands. This is not something we ordinarily do with our IMSA lands, but because we're going outside the boxes, we felt like we had to make some concessions.
Sea Alaska says its timber business will run out of trees in 2 years unless legislation is passed. Most of the land the corporation is focusing on lies on Prince of Wales Island. Sea Alaska Natural Resource Manager Ron Wolf explains that the land that Sea Alaska has identified for selection is a combination of old and young growth timber. He says new growth that is to be selected on Forest Service land is closer to being harvested than on Sea Alaska's land.
Those trees will mature when it's completed what's called a rotation. Now, these young growth areas that we are selecting have stands of timber that are older than ours. Some of them were harvested as early as the 1940s, so you can see that they're going to mature for this second harvest sooner than ours.
Wolf says the combination of the additional young growth, the current management, and the old growth will create a sustainable timber pipeline.
We're trying to fill the sustainability pipeline from both directions. Old growth to last for a few more years, more mature second growth than our existing second growth.
Wolf says Sea Alaska doesn't have any economic development plans for Wrangell in the bill. He says the corporation will focus more on its native future sites in southeast Alaska. As the meeting continued, Wrangellites wanted to discuss another bill that hit closer to home, the landless bill. When it was time for the public to have its say, it didn't hold any punches.
The land is Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Hague, Seneca. Okay, why do we not hear more from Sea Alaska? You're in friendly country. We've gone almost 40 years. No, not a corporation.
If this entitlement is passed, and you get the land that you want, what's going to be left for the landless? Just for Wrangell. Mm-hmm. And how is this going to benefit us?
What assurance do we have that you are going to create some jobs here in these landless communities? I mean, Sea Alaska has always been run by people that have village corporations.
And
there's always been a disparity.
So if and when you do the parcel of land that's close to Wrangell, that you're going to be working with us after some land selection goes through and everything. Will you be working with that corporation?
The bill before Congress would allow Wrangell, Petersburg, Ketchikan, Haines, and Tenakee Springs to create corporations under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Community leaders hope to form corporations of their own after being left out when village corporations were formed in the 1970s. Harris says Sea Alaska has been very careful in selecting lands and avoiding conflict with the landless communities. He says Sea Alaska still wants to work with those communities in order to have some form of management in or around their cultural properties.
Now, I want to stress when we talk about a cultural property, they're generally quite small. I mean, they're sometimes less than an acre. Probably a big one would be like 20 acres, which would be a permanent village site, and most of them are quite a bit smaller than that. I also want to stress that people are concerned that on future sites, whether or not there's public access across those. If there are existing trails, if there are existing easement or trails, roads, etc., you will see easements across those sites.
Despite being a different issue, Harris assured locals that See, Alaska hasn't put the landless bill on the back burner.
We work with the community of Wrangell to identify where blocks of land where they may want to select. And those were not, we were very careful not to get in close proximity to those areas so that, you know, we don't create an additional conflict with the Wrangell landless.
Harris says despite opposition from different groups, Sea Alaska will continue to support the landless communities. He says Sea Alaska is looking for funding to support the communities to create jobs and new wealth. According to the corporation, it has created 5 nonprofit corporations and a Southeast Alaska Landless Coalition in an effort to tackle the issue. Harris says Wrangell will not be the last stop in the region for Sea Alaska and the land selection bill. He says the corporation's next meeting is in Juneau before the group Territorial Sportsmen. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.